By remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. The countdown is underway for the U.S. Food and Drug Administration's anticipated final approval of a coronavirus vaccine developed by U.S. pharmaceutical giant Pfizer and Germany's BioNTech, shown to be 95% effective in preventing COVID-19. FDA is widely expected to authorize emergency use of the vaccine, possibly later Friday or Saturday, after a special panel of the agency voted for its approval. The U.S. government will immediately ship 6.4 million doses of the vaccine across the country, with frontline workers, healthcare workers, receiving top priority for the inoculations. The Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine jumped to the front of the line in the global effort to develop a vaccine against the coronavirus. Britain became the first Western nation to begin mass inoculations of the drug on Tuesday, just days after the government's medical regulatory agency approved the drug. Well, Nigeria's health minister warning the country may be on the verge of a second wave of COVID-19 infections, as another official said the country expects to roll out a vaccine by April of next year. The health minister later in the briefing Thursday said Nigeria hoped to start at least 20 million doses from the COVAX facility, initially covering healthcare workers and vulnerable people who would be most at risk if affected, such as the elderly. On Thursday, the Africa Centers for Disease Control and Prevention urged rich countries that have ordered more COVID-19 vaccines than they need to consider distributing excess doses to Africa. For more news, please join us on our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. Hong Kong pro-democracy activist and media tycoon Jimmy Lai has been charged under the city's national security law amid a widening crackdown on dissent, according to local media reports. Lai, who founded the Apple Daily tabloid, was charged on suspicion of colluding with foreign forces and endangering national security, according to broadcasters. He is the most high-profile person to be charged under the law since it was implemented back in June. The U.S. military dispatched two B-52 bombers from the United States to the Middle East Thursday as part of an ongoing effort to deter Iran from potential attacks amid increased risk in the region. This, according to a senior U.S. military official. The mission to the region was designed to both deter aggression and reassure allies, according to a statement from the U.S. Central Command, which oversees U.S. military operations in the Middle East. Last month, the Pentagon announced it would withdraw 500 American troops from Iraq before next month's presidential inauguration. Tensions have remained high between the U.S. and Iran over the past year. China's foreign ministry announced that U.S. diplomatic passport holders visiting China and nearby Macau will temporarily no longer receive visa entry privileges. These restrictions are what China's foreign ministry described as reciprocal sanctions. The reference is most likely to U.S. sanctions that bar certain Chinese and Hong Kong officials from traveling to the United States. The U.S. ban targeted those who had a role in imposing a crackdown on free speech and opposition political activity in Hong Kong. The U.S. military killed 8 al-Shabaab fighters and wounded 2 others in airstrikes Thursday in Somalia. General Stephen Townsend of the Africa Command said the military will continue to apply pressure to the al-Shabaab network. The al-Qaeda affiliate group conducts dozens of car bombings across Somalia each year, including against citizens, government, and American targets. The strike comes just days after President Donald Trump ordered the Pentagon to remove the majority of the 700 U.S. military troops stationed in Somalia. Well, the outgoing U.S. point man on North Korea admitted Thursday that the Trump administration had not achieved what it sought with Kim Jong-un, but blamed Pyongyang for squandering the opportunity. Talks over the nuclear arsenal have stalled since early last year when a summit between President Trump and Kim collapsed. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. By remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News. Country hits.
edition of Country Hits VOA. My name is Nikki Strong. So nice to be here with you. I count you among many of my blessings, and this hour I get to bless you with some good country music, including the latest from Eric Church, Carly Pearce, and a holiday classic from Merle Haggard. Plus, Thomas Rhett will tell us what he's been up to in the pandemic. We'll also hear his new song as well. We'll kick it off with Ashley McBride and Martha Devine.
I've got this feeling, and I got this shovel between me and you, and if you're in a little trouble, I saw you sneaking, and I know what happened. I think it's kind of funny you got caught, only I ain't laughing.
Damnation. Oh, yeah. Shotguns locked and loaded in the shed. Don't worry about nothing, yeah, you heard what I said. Everybody's gonna be fine. Gonna load on up, take it out to the woods where the fish are still biting and eating still good. Garden's still cranking out corn and beans, and the moonshine runs cause the creek water's clean. Keep the fire burning, kiss the return. Pass the jug around and slow one down. Making the best of a bad situation, getting by fine in a ghost town nation. We ain't knocking on wood. Crank it up to 11. It ain't no big deal, it's just Armageddon.
Florida Georgia Line, Lit This Year. We also heard Travis Tritt with Ghost Town Nation. Here is the recent American Music Award winner for Best Country Male Artist of 2020, King Brown, with his latest Worship You on Country Hits VOA with Nikki Strong.
Your kisses have a higher power. Your body, baby, it's divine. Every time I see you smile, it's like I've seen the light. Sleeping next to you is heaven. but you already know about that. Wanna glorify every part of you so bad. Don't get me wrong, I'm a God-fearing Christian man, but if you were a religion then, damn, I don't know what I'd do. Yeah, I might have to worship you, I might have to sing your praise, I might have to go to church, yeah, every single night and day. Yeah, I might have to hit my knees, 'cause you laid on me like the truth, and you love me like hallelujah. I might have to worship you, yeah, I might have to worship you, I might have to worship you. Saying you could walk on water, or that you could turn it into wine, but girl, it feels like a miracle that you're mine. So don't get me wrong, I'm a God-fearing Christian man, but if you were a religion then, damn, yeah, I don't know what I'd do. Yeah, I might have to worship you, I might have to sing your praise, I might have to go to church, yeah. Fearing Christian man, but if you were a religion then, damn, said I don't know what I'd do. Yeah, I might have to worship you, I might have to sing your praise, I might have to go to church, yeah, every single night and day. I might have to hit my knees, 'cause you laid on me like the truth, and you love me like.
Anywhere, I could be happy anywhere.
congratulations to Blake Shelton. That song, Happy Anywhere, featuring Gwen Stefani, just topped the Billboard Hot Country Airplay chart. So it is getting love on radio stations all over the U.S. The song also makes it Blake's 28th number one hit. Did you know before Carly Pierce's country career took off, she sang at Dollywood, Dolly Parton's amusement park, 5 times per week? That was a regular gig. Here she is with her single, Next Girl, on Country Hits, VOA with Nikki Strong.
Hey, next girl, you don't know me. I'm just the one who says went crazy on him. That's just what he does. But once upon a time, I was the next girl. I've been where you're at. You overlook a lot when he looks like that.
Iconic Shania Twain rocked this country. Rumor had it that she and rap star Post Malone might be putting something together since they are fans of each other's work. No word yet if that is definitely happening. I'm Nikki Strong. New Thomas Rhett is on the way. And happy holidays from all of us here at Voice of America. Here is a fun one for the season. Luke Bryan's rendition of Run, Run, Rudolph. Country hits. Fair to say everybody's trying to get creative in how to survive this pandemic. And for Thomas Rhett, he's used his time in quarantine as a creative songwriting outlet.
During quarantine, probably say I've written 35 to 40 songs. I just feel like any kind of change in life can spark a new idea, and especially the same for your co-writers because they're going through the same stuff too. So there's definitely no shortage of ideas during this time, and I do feel very creative.
In preparation for his forthcoming project, he's recently released a new single called What's Your Country Song? New music on Country Hits, VOA, with Nikki Strong.
Did you grow up on a tractor? Did your daddy let you drive? Are you whiskey bent and hellbound, even though your mama tried? Did you cruise down? Tell me.
makes you turn it up, make you raise your cup every time you.
I paint. your purple sky. This town's a canvas, baby. Let's paint it red tonight. Go out like shooting stars, chasing what's in our hearts. Into the blue.
Church's latest, Hell of a View. We also heard Lindsay L. with Want Me Back. This next song is so poignant, especially in light of this pandemic and the economic stresses so many of us are experiencing. This song is Haggard's ode to the 1973 recession, If We Can Make It Through December. Country Hits VOA with Nikki Strong.
If we make it through December, everything's gonna be all right, I know. It's the coldest time of winter, and I shiver when I see the falling snow. If we make it through December, got plans to be in a warmer town come summertime, maybe even California. If we make it through December, we'll be fine. Got laid off down at the factory, and their timing's not the greatest in the world. Heaven knows I've been working hard. Wanted Christmas to be right for Daddy's girl. I don't mean to hate December. It's meant to be the happy time of year. And my little girl don't understand why Daddy can't afford no Christmas here. If we make it through December, everything's gonna be all right, I know. It's the coldest time of winter, and I shiver when I see the falling snow. If we make it through December, got plans to be in a warmer town come summertime. Maybe even California. If we make it through December, we'll be fine.
Johnson on a flat bottom metal boat. Coke cans and BB guns, barbed wire and old fence posts. 8-point bucks in autumn, and freshly cut cornfields. One arm out the window and one hand on the wheel. Some things just go better together and probably always will. Like a cup of coffee and a sunrise. Sunday drives and time to kill. What's the point of this old guitar if it ain't got no strings? Or pouring your heart into a song that you ain't gonna sing. It's a match made up in heaven, like good old boys and beer and me, as long as you're right here. Your license in my wallet when we go out downtown. Your lipstick stained every coffee cup that I got in this house. The way you say I love you too's like rain on an old tin roof. And your hand fits right into mine like a needle in a groove. Some things just go better together and probably always will. Like a cup of coffee and a sunrise. Sunday drives and time to kill. What's the point of this old guitar if it ain't got no strings? Or pouring your heart into a song that you ain't gonna sing. It's a match made up in heaven, like good old boys and beer. Long as you're right here. Sometimes we're oil and water, but I wouldn't have it any other way. And if I'm being honest, your first and my last name would just sound better together. And probably always will. Like a cup of coffee and a sunrise. Sunday drives and time to kill. What's the point of this old guitar if it ain't got no strings? Or pouring your heart into a song that you ain't gonna sing. It's a match made up in heaven, like good old boys and beer. And me, as long as you're right here. And me, as long as you're right here.
I ain't sworn off love long before I met you, but somehow you loosen the ties on a tied up heart. But I should have known it from the start. You should have never come over. You should have left early and kept your hands to yourself. You knew better. You should have.
Country Hits VOA, Kaylee Hammack, Just Friends. We also heard Luke Combs, Better Together. I'm Nikki Strong. Here's Brothers Osborne's latest, All Night, on Country Hits VOA.
I got the good, if you got the time. I got the moon, if you got the shine. I got the bag, if you got the beat. Got your solid gold, country 33 on my feet.
Congratulations to Luke Bryan, who celebrated 14 years of marriage with his wife, Caroline, stating on Instagram, "Happy 14th anniversary, my love. What a ride it has been. I love you so much." Darius Rucker joins Justin Timberlake, Kane Brown, and Luke Combs in pushing for a professional Major Baseball League team to come to Nashville, Tennessee. If it happens, it would be the first MLB expansion franchise since 1998. Singer Chris Lane and wife Lauren Bushnell are expecting their first child together, and Chris revealed he secretly hopes it's a baby boy. He obviously has big, big plans for 2021. And that's what's going on with Nikki Strong. Here is Carrie Underwood featuring John Legend, Hallelujah, on Country Hits VOA.
Yeah.
Song of 2020, Gabby Barrett, I Hope, as it still reigns in the top spot on the Billboard Hot Country Songs chart. I'm Nikki Strong, and this has been Country Hits VOA, brought to you by Voice of America. See you next week. Bye, y'all.